Dobrý den, vážení televizní diváci. V dnešním rozhovoru Blízkých listů máme pana Sergia del Almeidu. Je to Portugalec, který žije v Praze a v posledních minulých dnech se tak trošku dostal do zpráv, když v Praze už měl plné zuby toho, že pořádně neexistují cyklotrasy a pokusil se jí na jednom místě jak si nakreslit, takže se dostal tak trochu do konfliktu s pražskou policií. Mr. Almeida, I understand and I have just explained to our viewers that you tried to draw a cycle path on the Prague on that road where you are standing. Why did you do that?
Well, basically because of this. It's a perfect autodrome. There is zero cycling infrastructure in Prague.
Uh-huh.
And I mean zero. You cannot find any single kilometer of protected bike lane in Prague. Or it is a little pity side space, or it is always mixed with pedestrians. So there is zero place where bikes can enjoy it without disturbing anyone or feeling or being disturbed.
Well, this is this thing which is called Pražská magistrála, which was an idiotic communist decision to run the motorway through the city center. And of course, that should have been removed many years ago. Nobody's done anything about it. But normally, Sergio, my objections would be... Normally, cyclists are not allowed on motorways. Should you be even going on this motorway? There are not normally cycle paths on motorways, are there?
First of all, this cannot ever be a motorway. It's impossible. There are plenty of pedestrians.
Well, it shouldn't be. That's true. But it is.
No. It's not. Motorway begins like from Podov or Brumovka. This is a street. It happens to be to have three or four lanes, not a motorway at all.
So what your argument is, what is it?
There cannot be a motorway ever. No matter what you call, this is not a motorway. Hundreds of people are here. Motorways have exclusive paths, divided, fully separated. There is no motorway as a pedestrian sidewalk. No motorway as traffic lights. So,
okay.
No motorway is a metro stop here. So
what did you try?
Do not call this a motorway, please. It's a one
did you?
Yes, but not a motorway.
What did you try to do, and where?
No, I tried to ride safely on my commute. Simple as that.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, the driver still the street, as you just said, this is a motorway. Your expression, which is not, and therefore, if they see any cyclist, you are most of the time arrest. Now, the harassment decreases exponentially since I put this.
Uh-huh.
This decreases like 90% of harassment because nobody likes to get caught.
Uh-huh. All right. So basically, when you film stuff and you threaten them to publish it, they back off, okay?
No, I don't threaten. First of all, this is mainly to report really close passes, really
okay.
The ones that endanger me. I rather according to the traffic rules, except in two spots.
So basically, the problem is that they are very near. They are really endangering you because they are very near. They pass you very close.
They want
close
to show who is the boss, basically, and feels like they can get away with it. So it's a car-centric city. Car-centric city, car has to go everywhere, so everyone else get off.
Sergio, when I sort of reported on your attempt to draw the cycle path here, Mr. Zdeněk Hřib, the outgoing Lord Mayor, said that you were wrong and that there were lots of cycle paths in Prague, and they are doing lots of stuff.
Sorry, please continue. This is a little thing.
Yes. Are there? So he said that they, for instance, did a new wonderful underpass for cyclists at Klárov. They did a cycle path on the embankment near the National Theatre.
Lovely 300 meters, yes, beautiful.
Yes.
300 meters that cyclists will definitely want to ride there, you know. They have to face all the hell just to run 300 meters. Beautiful. Now, can you please tell me where can you find continuously exclusive bike lane or even bike path around the Prague one, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Can
all
you
right.
find any?
No.
There is nothing. The mayor or whatever decides the traffic always inaugurates bits of street and has got the same or even more danger as the magistral. Why? Well, magistral has got three or four lanes. So when you're driving, you only see only one thing, only ahead. So
mm-hmm.
you see completely anything that is in front of you. And in case of blocking or loneliness, you can choose two more lanes and here three more lanes. So it's perfectly safe.
Okay,
the
so
drivers behave. And if you go to another street, you are completely jamming traffic, you even inhale more fumes, and you waste like three times more the distance. So it's not an alternative. Sure, it's quite drawing, but it's a complete labyrinth. It should never be a labyrinth to move. So magistral wins at all levels.
Well, there is a problem which maybe neither you or me understand, is that basically Prague people vote for these pro-car politicians. And they just...
Oh, that's right then. Was it really only the pro-car? Or was it the housing, the finance, the health, the environment, or everything like that? Plus, is it Prague complying with European regulations and directives,
mm-hmm.
lowering the air quality, I mean, lower the air pollution? So traffic calming, any politics on that? You know, the state member, the Czech Republic, committed together with the remaining state members to decrease the emissions and to follow the goals that has been assigned for each state member. Prague is one of these very unique cities that doesn't do anything and is doing bike washing. Bike washing is the expression you do cycling infrastructure without actually doing cycling infrastructure. It's only for show up, which doesn't do anything. It's one person that evaluates quality of life in cities and evaluates public transportation and cycling.
Mm-hmm.
He roads in Karlin really tight, and he said, would you ride here? You know, you have a bike lane and you have 50 kilometers speed. You have high speed vehicles, those even if follow the speed limit, some always like the speed, and you have really centimeters right beside you, really harassing. Would you ride on that bike lane? Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly. There is bike lanes, but if traffic is 50 or 70, we will ride there. Only suicidal cyclists. So,
so what?
We need to protect bike lanes exclusive without disturbing pedestrians. That's it.
So, what are you going to be doing?
I'll be doing always as usual, riding to work here. That's it. And showing awareness, the typical shame that everyone. Leading the city decides to ignore, because no matter, it's irrelevant of who will win the election, totally irrelevant, they must comply with the what was committed with European Union. If France doesn't want to do, the state will force to do it. If the state doesn't force to do it, the European will force to do it.
What is your message to those people who told you go back to Portugal?
Nothing. It's always like this. Have you noticed the trend of the comments is always middle-aged men? Have you seen any woman complaining about it? By the way, another thing. If you don't see any women riding in the city is not made for women to drive.
Okay.
To ride.
Yes. I was in Lisbon some years ago, and I don't remember that Lisbon has cycle paths, does it?
Where?
Lisbon. The Portuguese capital, Lisbon.
10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is a very old, ancient city, and there are all these trams, and the very narrow streets, and I don't see any cycle paths there.
Ah, that is a beautiful question. Maybe because the traffic is immediately slow and you cannot speed. So everything is safely to stop and to go. Everyone walks. So where cars are mostly guests and not the main the main goal, the main point to go. Of course not. That is a serious and ridiculous comparison. Are you comparing a narrow street, historical, gothic? I mean, actually, it doesn't have that gothic compared to a mini motorway like this.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
It's a stupid comparison, seriously.
Finally, tell me. You say you always have to go on this motorway every day when you're commuting to work. Which is your route? Where are you traveling?
I'm coming from around Olechowice, alcohol the most important when it's in Orali, but starting Olechowice from around the Troje.
Okay.
And then finishing in Pankrac.
Okay, okay, so you do need to go across this bridge here, yes, okay.
Exactly. Yes. So this street takes me uphill 12 minutes, 13, and downhill 10 minutes. I mean, Pankrac and Tasca. I simulated, and it's also shared, the traditional recommended and what everyone tells to go, it makes me almost half an hour. So almost half an hour. Sometimes it's calmer, sometimes it's not. Ambulance coming, so I don't believe you might hear me.
Another police car.
Just a moment, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So okay, so I think you've explained the matter rather well. Thank you very much. All the best for your journey to work, but be careful and be safe, because it is not very safe, basically.
This makes me safe. Look at this again.
All right.
This is you are in Glasgow, right?
Yes.
And, you can see how the behavior of the drivers really changed drastically when they see a camera.
Very interesting.
Yes. Go ahead. I highly recommend it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. You're
bye
welcome.
Bye then. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Ciao ciao. Bye bye.